Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, haircuts, agitator comedy, and robots. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Not your Uncle BS at all, Liam?
Let me think a second. Uncle BS, where were you in March 1836? Life insurance salesman in the Alamo, San Antonio, Texas. Counting Mexicans trying to get a big fella in a coonskin cap to convince 17 buddies from Tennessee they were in good hands with Allstate.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, when's the big haircut?
11 o'clock today.
How much are you getting lopped off?
I think I'm going to get this much.
No.
Seems like a lot.
It's
going to look adorable.
It will, yeah.
6-7 inches, yeah.
Well, I can't take it anymore. It's got to go.
Got to get a summer do.
Tom, have you decided when you go get a haircut how much you have to take out?
Don't you dare let that get you down.
No.
As a man who is soon to be
as bald as me.
Yeah. Also,
I was informed at dinner, Willie was there on Sunday evening while we were doing our Chinese dinner, that mm-hmm. I had to get a haircut.
Oh, really?
It's a big debate about the sideburns. Do they stay? Do they go?
I think they stay, man. I love them. But
you mean the William Kunstler specials?
What? But I'm
also the famous attorney, his named the liberal attorney named William Kunstler.
Go ahead, Google searches images, and William, that's the sideburn.
But he had a bad comb over. I don't
Same
do
thing.
That.
Have a little flip in the back now. I have noticed that you've got.
No, I
got
to get a haircut.
A little busy. Franklin going on back there.
If you keep your sideburns going, you could play like Ben Franklin this summer at like one of those Revolutionary War.
Well, who's the president? I do look just like
Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren. That's not a compliment.
It doesn't matter what any of us think. What did she say?
Let me
exactly. You sleep with her.
She voted a haircut as soon as possible.
What about the sideburns?
They don't bother her.
I don't see your sideburns because you're wearing your cange all the time. Let me. Okay, yeah, it's way down past your.
They're not bad, man.
She didn't, in her defense, she did not say the sideburns have to go. She just said you should get your hair cut more often.
Yeah.
That's all she said.
Oh, well, then.
I may start doing that because my favorite coffee place is right near the haircut place.
So there you go.
That's all well and good, but just try to get into her. That's why I'm getting my
Also, the more
today.
Coffee you drink, the crazier your hair gets either way. It goes outside, it goes
really?
Out in the back and flips up.
That's true.
Good to know. I've got a correction here before we get back to sports.
You don't want to be ponytail guy with the big sideburns? Come on.
No, I do not.
One of the funniest guys I knew, I worked with him in Williamson, West Virginia. He had that Ben Franklin. He was bald, totally bald, but he had it grown down to his shoulders, his skullet or whatever he called it.
Uh-huh.
What he called it.
One of the richest guys has one of those.
Wow.
He's the guy who we're walking down the street going to lunch one day, and we are about to go past an appliance store, and this guy walks out of the appliance store with the middle part of a washer in his hands, and he looks at me and goes, "Boy, that's an agitator, isn't it?"
I mean, that. I don't know how you didn't do it
justice. That guy's a real agitator.
I thought it was there goes a real agitator.
There goes a real agitator.
We can cut the middle part.
I don't
out
know
of
how
it.
You didn't fall to your knees and laugh for an hour.
I should still be there laughing.
Right.
And this was in 1979.
There's only one chance to ever do that joke.
Yeah.
I love it.
So was perfect.
How is it supposed to go?
So he's walking out with the center barrel of a washing machine.
Yeah,
a gentleman from an appliance store.
Some guy coming out of an appliance store.
Dick and his buddy are walking.
Bill and I are going to lunch.
Who's got the skullet?
Bill.
Bill has the skullet.
You gotta listen.
And Bill, he nudges Chicken. He goes, "There goes a real agitator."
Amazing. You wait your whole life for that situation,
exactly.
That scene.
It's
that
never
going
to happen again. He had the wherewithal to do it.
So Bill has the Ben Franklin.
Yes. And there was a lull in the conversation, and it was perfect. I'm talking about it 40 years later.
That is comedy. That's a comedy miracle.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Friend with the skullet is extremely successful. Uh-huh. And I was talking with him at an event, and I said he was working on some new projects, and I said, why are you doing anything? And he goes, I like being busy. I like working. And he goes, but I've got a new rule. And I can't tell the exact story, but he goes, because he doesn't really have to do anything.
Right.
And he goes, I have a new rule when I do this stuff. I no longer work with a-holes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good rule.
I mean,
it is a good rule.
Well, that would explain why I don't know him. So.
Yeah, I've never seen him here.
Me either.
No, we've been repeatedly getting into arguments on this show about important things like, do those things that flip burgers, those machines, are they robots?
No, they're robotic arms.
They are robots. And we now have someone. I like getting email because we actually have people that know what they're talking about
occasionally.
And so I will actually make this an official windbag, ladies and gentlemen.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Black Moods Day. I like this.
We're getting wind back. And I'm playing the song because the Black Moods will be doing the halftime show for the folks live in Phoenix for the Suns game, apparently, this evening. And we do have the puppets dancing to the great Black Moods Smack Tom song. This comes to us from, we'll just say, Mr. A. You keep calling industrial robots the burger flipper, and ones in factories, not robots. A robot is any machine that does a repetitive task without human supervision. Your washing machine is technically a robot. The term you're looking for is android.
Oh.
That's a robot that mimics the form and function of a living thing.
Oh, that's fair.
All androids are robots, but not all robots are androids.
Okay. Yeah.
And we had this story, this is actually kind of controversial, about the Japanese railroad using humanoid-shaped robots to perform maintenance duties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a rail company in Japan, and you'll recall, I'm trying to remember, there's like this guy down below, and the robot is up on the pole, and the robot has, for a head, it's got a moving camera thing, and it has human-like arms, and then the guy is operating it he's moving his arms, and they're in turn moving the ones up there. The West Japan Rail Company reports they're using what they describe as a Gundam-style robot.
Open Gundam style!
To improve productivity and safety. And that's how this came up. So I thought that was very important. And if you see I'm trying to describe it. It looks like what we would term a robot, an android.
We've all seen it if you've seen a superhero movie.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're all kinds.
But it's robots that have the two arms and a head that moves, and this one has a prominent butt crack. You see, you know that it's a robot.
Yeah, it's a blue collar.
A big hang down. It's clearly a robot.
So washing machines are robots?
Technically.
Well, I mean, let's not get too...
Yes. I got to name my washing machine now. And
yeah, well, you haven't named... Huh? Guys, Willie hasn't named his washing machine
yet. What a weirdo.
Well, first of all, you got to pick a male name because it's a manna.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm so tired.
I can't... How do you feel being related to that?
It's crazy.
Right? I know. Okay.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Coming up, we have the most popular names of 2021.
All right. Babies, not just names.
Well, obviously. new names. Obviously, I mean,
I'm going to make some. Corona? Is that on there?
Corona's not on yet.
Oh. I'll tell you what's not on there.
COVID?
It's Karen.
Karen is
no doubt.
Wow.
And I have two of the top 10. It makes me so mad.
You do?
Yes.
I wanted to be unique.
Yeah.
Now everybody has.
You're a trendsetter, Christy. Look at it that way.
Yeah, I guess.
What are your kids? 38,
27?
38, that's right.
I don't know. She looks 38.
Wow. Don't tell her.
Here we go.
I mean, on her site, she looks 38.
Right, yeah, exactly.
The only fans or the Insta?
Only.
All of it.
The OF.
Okay, she's got a hell of an impression.
I'm sorry, were we doing sports? I lost my place.
Yeah, let's talk about this. This is from Christy.
Oh.
Spelled exactly the way you spell your Christy.
Maybe I
said C-H-R?
Toledo Walleye, an East Coast Hockey League affiliate, their fans throw walleye on the ice when they score.
Oh.
And hats on the ice when a player gets a hat trick, of course. The walleye are currently in the divisional finals for the Kelly Cup.
Oh,
love you guys.
Toledo.
And as they say for the Toledo walleye, let's go fish.
They also do that in a town up in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Walleye Walleye Washington.
Man, I love a good walleye.
What was your new feature that you were going to do?
Hi, welcome back. We just need theme music. That's all we need. Is time to another episode of Hi, What Were You Thinking? Our guest today is Josh Arnold again. And Josh,
oh, hi, chick.
Not to backtrack a lot, but I had an earlier this morning on the air, I had a letter from listeners.
Yeah.
She was a big Toledo walleye hockey fan.
Oh, sure, the East Coast hockey.
Yeah, and they throw walleye onto the ice.
Right.
When the walleye score.
Isn't that something?
And you came up with what response?
They also do that in a town in the Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. Walleye Walleye Washington.
Oh, okay.
Walleye Walleye.
Of course.
referencing, of course, Walla Walla.
Well, of course.
My question, well, maybe he'll talk about that, but my question for you, Josh, is what were you thinking?
Not much. Not much when I decided to let that one come out.
Was it on the fence? I mean, were you thinking,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a moment of debate.
Uh-huh.
And then I went, well, you know what? I could sit here quietly, or I could thrust
take
that
a
upon
shot.
The world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I swung.
I thought it was a little humorous.
That's it. You know what?
Little.
That's what I was going for.
Just
something light.
Like a smile.
You want comedy to be like a roller coaster.
Right.
Your ups and downs.
Yeah.
Your highs and lows.
The occasional derailing where all the kids are screaming as they fall to their...
Gutbusters, they have to...
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the old gutbuster.
Is that sports?
Yes.
This is what you
farted
for.
There you go, whatever you do, always.
Agitator.
Be a good sports chick.
Chick.
Comedy miracle.
Walla walla.
Christy.
I have a story for Josh.
Hi.
Dolly Parton is set to be featured in a TikTok musical about Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
I like most everything about this story.
The country music icon announced on social media she's been cast in the leading role in Mexican Pizza the Musical.
Oh, how about that?
The post included a photo of the screenplay, which says on the cover, based on the true story of the internet losing its mind.
Okay.
Parton, who's been vocal about her love of Taco Bell, is also a fan of the Mexican pizza. In January, she said in an interview she thinks it should be brought back to the menus, which I believe is May 19th. Right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
We should have a big party.
We should.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Make
it a big one.
Yeah.
If TikTok weren't a weapon of the Beijing Communist government, then I would be all for that.
Okay.
Considering it is.
So is this going to be like a little mini musical, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Must be.
Yeah, you can't put a full musical on TikTok unless you keep video. Mm-hmm.
Farting 925.
What a way to spend my evening. Barely.
And is she going to show up at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the induction?
Yeah, she said she's honored.
Pointless.
I wonder if Dolly loves the Mexican pizza. She's a fan.
She does love it.
That's how they picked her.
That's what the story says.
Yeah,
that's
what
we know cool about it.
We all heard it.
Oh, you know what? My bad.
And so, it is May 19th when it returns.
So who else is getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like Betty Crocker?
Yeah.
Hey, Betty Crocker.
Jim Brown.
Was a big rocker. Okay.
Yeah, she was originally Betty Rocker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why are you the one that has to defend the integrity of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They have no integrity.
That's it. He feels like he is.
No, yeah, I just...
That's exactly what
we're doing this for.
The rest of the world's going on with us politically there correct. We have to be totally inclusive. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is... They're just random people. No, they might
but
as well...
Been
they
random.
Might as well admit
she has a rock and roll heart.
Yeah, but she's never had a rock and roll album.
So should Metallica be in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
There you go.
Yeah.
Really?
They're heavy rockers.
This doesn't matter.
Not rock, he said country. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Everyone's afraid to categorize anything for fear that this is political correctness run amok. Even Michael Che on SNL made a comment about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who they've admitted and how.
But why do you think? Why do you think that? Why do you care?
I think because she gave to the vaccine. It's one of the big reasons she's being voted in.
Who knows?
Well, that takes all the comedy out of it. Thanks.
Well, I could have some comedy.
What do you got, Pat?
Well, speaking of Metallica, woman. Oh, you have a song?
Something for Dolly. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Dolly gave a million. That woman never quits. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Dolly's heart is as big as her vocal range.
Yeah, I was wondering. Very nice.
We do have Metallica in the news.
Oh, but please tell me they're doing a video TikTok about bringing back the McRib.
Ooh.
No, but a woman gave birth at a Metallica concert in Brazil.
Yowza.
Ms. Joyce M. Figueroa detailed in an Instagram post she had purchased tickets to the show 3 years prior and attended the concert at a stadium when she was 39 weeks pregnant. I'm not even going to try to say the name of the stadium. She said she was seated in a special area of the venue, and though she made it through the two opening bands, her contractions began when Metallica took the stage. She said with three songs left in the set, there was a plan to rush her to the hospital, but there was no more time. Her son, Luan, was born right there to the sound of Enter Sandman.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And they made her pay for an extra ticket.
Yeah.
That'll be $40.
What?
I think that's the only Metallica. Is that...
you nailed it.
It goes, kind of goes like that?
Yeah, I think that's the only one I know.
Yeah. That and Down with the Sickness. Those are those songs that from that...
Disturbed, yeah.
Yeah, that Wavre that I like.
You guys don't get together on Saturday nights and...
No, and I only like Down with the Sickness because the grandma plays the drums on Down with the Sickness.
She kills it, yeah.
She absolutely kills it.
Mm-hmm. Guys, Tom's bored.
Oh, hang on a second.
So this is where the kid comes out?
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope the kid...
Not yet. You'll know him when he comes out.
Well, I hope it was during the louder part so they couldn't hear her screaming.
Exactly.
Coincidentally, one of the opening bands, Placenta. Isn't that something? Boy, I guess there was no comedy there either.
You'd think the Placenta would be after.
No, afterbirth.
You know what? You're right. That is a better...
That's a better joke.
One of the opening bands? Epidural.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. I'll try to be better.
Opening band would be crowning.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where she had to give the baby record.
That's pretty good.
Oh, this is terrific.
Yeah, that's good.
When do the lyrics start?
7 more minutes.
Still not Freddy.
Oh, I'm glad that she had the baby during.
Hello, Dad.
During what?
One of their hits?
Yeah.
It'd be if one of some of the new stuff, everyone would have been out getting a beer. No one would have been there to help her.
Right.
What's this crap? Okay.
Hey, coming up.
Little baby, don't say a word.
See, that's what she was going for.
Yeah.
Ready?
Very good.
Okay, here, one more time.
A still baby, don't say a word. Never mind that.
It's just the beast.
Might be some mention closet. Of the beast. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
The beast is crowning right now.
No.
Open your legs and Satan will live.
That happens with 3 out of 5 mothers.
Hey, hi, welcome back to another edition of What Were You Thinking? Let's talk with Tom Griswold. Tom, it seemed to me... Thanks for being on the show, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
But it seemed for me the show was like going right along. And then you mentioned Satan for some reason.
Satan will win.
Well, I'm going to ask a question. What were you thinking?
Well, I think Metallica, like many of these heavy metal bands, play around with the notion of the devil and Satan.
Play around with it.
This phony devil worship stuff. Right? Uh-huh. They all wear black, and then they get in their limousines and go to their nice place in California.
Okay.
And enjoy the good life. Mm-hmm. This is all just a giant act.
Okay, well, this is the last time Tom will ever be on. What were you thinking? Because he won't tell me what he's thinking.
I think of the notion that she's crowning right there, spread eagle, and about to deliver Satan's pretty funny.
What were you time for What Were You Thinking, Chick? Chick, what were you thinking when you had Tom as a guest on What Were You Thinking?
I obviously was not thinking.
Thank you very much.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.